And staying with sports, the New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins in last night's American League wildcard playoff game. Tonight in the National League, the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Colorado Rockies, their first step on the road to Major League Baseball's World Series. There was another World Series held recently in Florida. It was for the blind and visually impaired players who play the adapted game Beep Baseball. Allison Light from WLRN in Miami has our story.
It's a scorching summer day, and storm clouds hover nearby, threatening rain. This is the final matchup of the National Beep Baseball Association's World Series, and the Indianapolis Thunder is facing off with the Taiwan Home Runs. The fielders hold onto each other's shoulders as they're led to their positions.
Play ball.
A player is guided to the plate. A sighted pitcher tosses the ball to his teammate, who listens closely to decide when to swing.
Set.
Ready. Pitch.
The sport was adapted in the 1960s for the visually impaired by adding audio to the ball and redesigning the bases.
The game was created using a ball that has a beeping mechanism inside of it and bases that have buzzers inside of those.
Blake Boudreau is a player and president of the National Beep Baseball Association. He says the modified field has two bases instead of three.
So when you hit the ball, you're going to hear a buzz come out of either the first base or the third base.
Strike!
Then you run towards it. Meanwhile, the defense listens for the beeping to figure out where the ball landed and grab it. The catcher, pitcher, and spotters on the field are sighted, but the six fielders and the hitter, they are all blindfolded.
Some of our folks have usable vision, as we call it, and others are totally blind with no vision whatsoever.
Boudreau's been playing since he was 9. He lost his vision around 5 because of cancer.
Hill, but I played t-ball and soccer to the best of my ability. But by the time I was 6 or 7 years old, I kind of ran out of options of competitive sport. A lot of these men and women lost their sight later on in life and had played sports prior to, so it was their way to find that competitive outlet again.
During the 5th inning, the players run off the field as it begins to pour. The teams huddle together under separate pavilions and wait out the rain. Vincent Chu is the Taiwan Home Runs captain. He speaks through a translator.
Although we are blind, but blind is only one organ. Other parts, they are all okay. So actually, most of the things we can do and just need help for the directions.
Chu says it's a treat for him and his team to play in the U.S.
Also, the field itself is just excellent.
This is Wayne Simpson's 34th World Series. He's on the Austin Blackhawks and was inducted into the Beep Baseball Hall of Fame for his work spreading the sport. Simpson was part of the group that brought Beep Baseball to Taiwan in the 1990s.
And then we sent him a set of bases and some balls. And then before we knew it, their government asked us to come over there and teach them. It's pretty fun playing against them and knowing that We helped start that program over there.
This year, the Dominican Republic came to the World Series for the first time. It was 3 years ago that an American Beep baseball team went to the DR for the first time. Blake Boudreau says way more fans showed up there than in the U.S.
That game, the first game the Dominican ever played against a United States team, there was almost 6,000 people in the stadium, including former Major League Baseball players and the vice president of the Dominican Republic.
The rain clears and the players get back on the field to finish the game. The Indy Thunder beat Taiwan to win the World Series for the second year in a row. I'm Allison Light.